3 of our Generations Together prayer guide. Today's devotional was written and recorded by Dean Vogel. Scripture, Luke 2, verses 25 through 32. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Question. Here is a man whose life had focused down to watching and waiting for God's ministry to his people, based upon nothing more than whisperings from the Holy Spirit. Are we ready to watch and listen to what the Holy Spirit plans for our church and our community? Application. Are we observing a need, praying, listening, and stepping out at his bidding? Serving others as he gifts our abilities. We are not expected to make things happen, but we are expected to be involved and to be willing to do what he has enabled us to do. Prayer. Father, you are all wisdom and compassion. You are the source of our strength. We thank you and glorify you for all that you have done through us and plan to do through us in the future. We trust you. Help us in our distrust. Give us to be wowed by what you can do through us when we thought it was impossible. Let us give you all the glory and rejoice in it. Amen. Thank you for joining us with Let's Talk. And remember, church family, the first thing God requires of us is that we just show up.